You got the copy now?
Bell Haven Dispatch, Sloan speaking. No, madam. Just a second. Anybody seen a kitten around here named Violet Eyes? Ellie, take this for lost and found, will you, honey?
Good morning, David.
Oh, hi, Kate.
I dropped by to thank you for driving me to the airport yesterday to pick up Isabel.
My pleasure.
And here is your reward.
Thank you. Wow.
I told Isabel you'd driven me down only to get an interview with her, so she sent over this picture to go with your write-up.
I drove down to be with you.
Hey, does she really look like this?
Beautiful, isn't she?
When you get through those ostrich feathers. How long ago was this taken?
Oh, you ask her, David. I'm not going to.
Hey, what a pleasure. Morning, David.
Good morning, Mr. Slater.
Do you recognize this picture, sir?
Certainly I recognize it. Isabel Wakefield Duval, what's the last name she collected? Oh, the Englishman, Bang.
How long ago did you figure the picture was taken?
That a gentleman never tells, my boy. But I'm glad she's come home, Kate. Tell her I'll drop in to pay my respects later this afternoon.
I will, Mr. Slater. Goodbye now. I have to get back to the office. Bye, David.
Bye-bye, Kate.
Fine girl, Kate.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think she's in for a bad time.
Really?
Arthur Wakefield, your good friend and Kate's esteemed father-in-law, has taken a notion that's going to be rough for everybody. Oh. That is, unless you want to tell him he's wrong.
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Oh, Miss Isabel. Well, now, what are you doing in the kitchen in that Frenchy negligee?
I've come to give you a wee hug.
Oh, my dearie. It's a good day for all of us that brought you home. Oh. Just wait until this egg reaches 3.5 minutes, and I'll take Mr. Wakefield his tray, then I will make you a cup of tea.
Oh, I'll make it, Jessie. I made a mistake marrying that Englishman, but at least I learned how to make a proper cup of tea. Jessie?
Hmm?
My brother doesn't look well, does he?
Oh, he's an oak tree now. You should have seen him a couple years ago.
I had no idea how bad he was.
He wouldn't let anybody know. But you tell him how well he looks. Only thing he'll listen to anyhow. That stroke took him 2 weeks to the day after Mr. Tom's drowning. Kate watched over him day and night.
Must have been a terrible time for him.
Mm. He's too proud to admit all he owes her. But then he's too proud to admit anything that went on in this house. Well, I'll take it all to my grave, never fear. That's the egg.
Now, what's that?
That's Mr. Wakefield on the sun porch. He times the egg with me.
Let me take the tray to him.
Oh, Miss Isabel, you can turn my kitchen upside down, but not Mr. Wakefield's routine.
Well, Isabel. Welcome home.
I'm glad to be here, Arthur.
Trip okay?
Oh, the 747s are marvelous.
Sorry I wasn't up when you got here. I find I need quite a lot of sleep these days. You breakfasted?
Yes, with Jessie. We have a lot to catch up on.
Well, I hope you're not depending on the kitchen for your news of the household.
Oh, you are a lucky man, Arthur, to have two such devoted people running things around here.
Mrs. Jessup and... Oh, yes, yes. Kate.
Mm.
Kate keeps pretty busy at that real estate office. Gives her something to do. Of course, if she and Tom had had a child...
I think you should be very glad that they didn't, Arthur.
Well, I have the papers ready in here for you to sign.
Oh,
and a pen.
I've just arrived.
And you just as have to take off. First things first. And it's done. Sign right here.
Oh, dear, dear. I don't understand a word of it.
You don't have to. It was all explained in the letter I sent you in Paris.
Oh, yes, of course.
You're simply agreeing to the gift of those 600 acres we own for a nature sanctuary for Bellhaven.
Well, it's a perfectly wonderful idea. I wish we had 6 million acres to give. There.
And the other copy, too.
Done. Well, what are you going to call it?
The Tom Wakefield Living Memorial.
We're giving it for Tom.
Yes.
You didn't tell me.
Well, what difference would it have made?
Does Kate know this?
She was Tom's wife. I expect her to be as proud of it as I am.
Think of the talk, the scandal, the hurt to Kate that will begin again.
She and I are above talk. Tom was my son, the last of his family. He's gone. I have nothing left but his memory and his name. I want that name to live.
Kate! Kate! Want a lift?
Oh, Mr. Slater, hi.
I'm on my way to your house. You want to ride home?
Any time.
Well, hop in.
Ooh, it's hot. I usually walk because I like it, but today I'm glad you offered me the ride.
I have a confession to make.
What?
I called your office. Pat told me you'd left. So I thought if I waited at this corner...
Why, Mr. Slater...
It shows a certain aptitude for scheming, I admit. I was a devil when the trolley line ran through here.
You can wait at the corner for me anytime.
But seriously, David told me what your father-in-law intends to do. The memorial for Tom.
Oh, I suppose I should try to forget it and just be glad he's donating the land.
That would be wrong, my dear.
Then you don't agree with it either.
I think it's folly. The trouble ran too deep. Arthur knows it, and I know it.
Poor Tom.
I know how you feel, Kate. I was at your wedding. Tom was the golden boy of this town. I never saw a happier young couple. But he let us down. You most of all.
Oh, he was just weak.
Putting his name on 600 acres isn't going to make him strong. That sanctuary shouldn't stand as a reminder of what Tom did.
Are you going to say that to his father?
I'm going to try, my dear. I'm going to try.
Isabel, look who's here.
Henry, darling, how wonderful to see you.
Isabel, my dear, you haven't changed a bit.
Since when? Oh, you didn't always kiss a lady's hand.
I've been practicing just for you. Now, how about a good one on the cheek?
Voila! Oh, you are sweet to come and see me. Kate, dear, that handsome young man, David, called with some message or other for Henry. I told him to forget about the paper and come over. We are having a reunion party.
I have to talk to Arthur first, Isabel. Where is he?
Oh, he's in his study. He and I had a frightful row at lunch.
Oh?
He won't see anybody.
That's too bad. I want to talk to him about naming the Nature Conservancy.
That's just what we quarreled about.
Oh?
You can try, Henry, but his back is up now. Oh, I'll go. Oh, thank you, dear.
Has the party begun?
Not quite yet, David.
Well, I've brought the champagne.
Oh, no.
I have depths you know nothing about, my girl. Where's the Lady of Honor?
Talking to Henry. She's had a quarrel with Dad about the memorial. I'm sure Isabel meant well, but she doesn't know what Dad's like these days. He'll never give in now.
How
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be. This is the Serial Network.
Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Good day. Your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray, author of Vanity Fair, eager to reveal our next chapter. Let us see how far we have come. You have met majestic Miss Minerva Pinkerton, mistress of her school for young ladies.
For 35 years, I have never met the individual who dared to question my authority.
And have met our heroine, Miss Rebecca Sharp, who dared. Moreover, you heard her vow what future she intends.
I'm a nobody now, but mark my word, I'll fight and claw my way till I'm as rich and great a lady as any in all of England.
You have not met dear Miss Amelia Sedley. Recall, please, that Amelia and Rebecca are leaving Miss Pinkerton's school forever. Come now. Let us return to Becky's garret room and partake further of her enlightening conversation with Buxton, the scullery maid.
I know what you're thinking, little Buxton. Why did Miss Pinkerton let so dangerous a bird as Becky Sharp into her cage? Shall I tell you?
Yes, ma'am.
Because of my clever father. Did you know once he was drawing master here?
No, ma'am.
Papa was a genius, truly. But he cared more for drink than for painting. Drink was the death of him. After his fifth attack of delirium tremens, he knew he wouldn't recover from the next. He wrote a pitiful letter to Miss Pink recommending his orphan child to her protection. And Miss Pink wrote him to send me for inspection. Before I went, Papa rehearsed me how to behave. Not like his clever little Becky who joked and laughed with his friends in the taverns. Ah, the wild talk of Papa's companions. Ill-suited for a girl to hear. Is that what you're thinking now? Mark you this. I have never been a girl. I have been a woman since I was 8 years old. The talk in the taverns. Oh, how I loved it and talked it back, I did. But when I journeyed here to meet Miss Pink, I was the meekest, mealy-mouthed angel in all the world, with my eyes cast down the whole time. Pompous Miss P asked 1,000 questions like this.
Pray tell me, child, what things you like to do.
Oh, ma'am, I do so much like to study and learn and read. In English, of course, but best in French.
You read in French?
Oh, yes, ma'am. My dear mama was French.
Speak. in French.
Mais oui, mademoiselle. Ma mère était française, mais elle est morte maintenant.
Very good. I believe it is possible that you be bound over as an article pupil in my school.
Oh.
An apprentice.
Oh.
Your duties will be to teach French to the younger children and speak it with the older girls. For this, you shall live cost-free.
Oh, ma'am, you are an angel, truly. I shall forever be in your debt.
Indeed you shall. I charge you to remember always how I have taken you in out of the kindness of my heart.
Kindness of her heart. Her heart is stone. She took me because I saved her money. I came 3 years past and I have hated every moment of it. Becky, you broke Miss Pinkerton's candle stand.
Good. She gave me the worst she had.
Oh, do you know, I go to visit Amelia Sedley for a whole fortnight before I take up my duties as a governor.
Oh,
and Miss Amelia has a brother. Was not married. Lately, home from India. His name is Joseph. Mrs. Joseph Sedley.
Miss Becky.
Buxton. Your lisp. Why, I only just noticed. It's charming.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, I must remember to lisp sometime when it may be useful. Thank you, little Buxton.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Ladies, fair listeners, I made you a promise, very nearly forgot, that today you shall meet Miss Amelia. But perhaps already you've discovered how partial I am to our Becky. Pray do not misunderstand. I'm fond of Amelia as well, very fond. She has such a smiling, tender, gracious heart, as wins the love of all who come near her. Including, I confess, this surprises me, including Rebecca. Now then, Amelia stands at Becky's door.
Oh, Becky, think of it. We're almost gone.
I think of nothing else.
The parlor maid just came with a message. We're to go down at once. Miss Pinkerton awaits our presence in the drawing room.
Oh, fiddle-faddle, I hope not to see the old dragon again.
You know how she fusses over manners. It wouldn't be correct not to say farewell.
To you? But what does she care for correctness with me? We hate each other. I wish that she were at the bottom of the Thames and I'd not pull around.
Oh, Becky, it's wicked to hate.
Then I'm wicked.
Oh, soon we shall be home in London.
Ah, yes. Oh, I do look forward to meeting your dear parents. Did you not say your brother is home from India?
After 10 years gone, Joseph is back and means to stay.
Oh, then I look forward to meeting him and... Mrs. Joseph?
No, Joseph isn't married. I told you.
Oh.
I'm certain I did.
Oh, la, what a scatterbrain I am. I quite forgot.
Come, Beck, we mustn't chatter. Miss P will fly into one of her rages if we keep her waiting.
Let her. Fly into a fit when I speak only French.
Oh, you are wicked. You know she understands not a word.
Yes, saying she does. But she's the wicked one, full of lies and poses. Oh, very well, let's go. The sooner done, the sooner we're free.
What's the old witch brewing inside? Think you should feed me, poison?
It's distasteful for me, too, Beck. She'll fawn upon me and make long speeches.
And talk only to you to make me feel a nobody.
But to me, she'll say only, goodbye, good riddance.
No, she means to talk to you more than that.
How do you know?
Well, I've a confession.
I didn't tell you upstairs for fear you'd be so cross you mightn't come down. You see, I'm wicked, too.
Didn't tell me what?
The message was that Miss P would see you first, alone. Don't be angry with me.
Oh, I'm not, dearest heart. I'm most curious to know what Mademoiselle Dragon will say. Because whatever it is, I don't care a thing.
Shall I knock?
Knock.
Stay, I'm waiting in the library till she's summoned.
I will. Mademoiselle, je viens vous faire mes adieux.
Enter, Miss Shaw.
Mademoiselle Amelia attend de la bibliothèque.
I will do the talking here. Close the door.
Mademoiselle Capricieuse, tu es cochon, légère, escroquerie, et je te méprise de fond en comble.
Dear friends, if there are those among you whose French is rusted, herewith I translate. Said wicked, wicked Becky is sounding sweet as a bonbon. Miss King, you're a swine, a shrew, a swindler, and I despise you from top to bottom. Tomorrow, ladies? Splendid! We have an assignation. We'll witness together the clamor and clash between Miss P and Miss B. Until then, your obedient servant, William Makepeace, Thackeray.
Julie, I haven't tapped it for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shut up, kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Orcedar angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Orcedar angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Orcedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not sound. Orcedar makes your life easier.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This is the Serial Network.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the Comedy of Errors at the Baxter. On the Little Things in Life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Go back to sleep.
I want to know what you're doing up at 3 a.m, pacing the floor. What's wrong? Something at the office?
No, I'm fine. Nothing.
Nothing? What's with a hot water bottle? You've got a toothache.
I probably caught a little cold in my face.
Oh, cold in your face. You've got that toothache back again. Didn't you keep that appointment at the dentist 2 weeks ago? Did you cancel that one too, dear?
I couldn't make it. Something came up at the office.
Oh, Dr. Smith told you a year ago the filling in that back molar needed to be replaced. Why do you keep putting it off? Why are you so scared to go to the dentist? Now, Dr. Smith is so gentle.
I'm not scared. I just don't have time, that's all. I make an appointment and something comes up at the office and I have to cancel. My job is certainly more important than my teeth.
Well, when you lose your teeth, maybe you'll decide then it would have been better to lose your job.
Oh, leave me alone, huh?
I don't know why you get so mad at me when I try to get you to go to the dentist. Now, you know, people lose their teeth quickly enough without taking unnecessary chances.
All right.
You want to be toothless before your time?
Toothless, for Pete's sake. My teeth are fine. Matter of fact, I've got teeth like iron.
You do not have teeth like iron, dear. You've got teeth just like everybody else. And everyone needs to go to the dentist regularly.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. I just don't like the Novocaine, and I don't like the needle.
You don't have to have Novocaine if you don't want it.
What do you mean, have all that drilling without Novocaine?
They'll have gas or whatever they give.
No, I don't want to be asleep. I want to know what's going on. I don't want to know what's going on. I don't know what I want. I want my toothache to go away.
No, darling. You want to lie down?
No.
Let me rub your back.
How's that help my tooth?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something, for goodness sake.
I guess I'm reaching an age where one begins to fall to pieces.
Well, you're not falling to pieces. You just need a filling replaced.
I am getting older.
But see, we're all getting older. We either get older or we die.
You're certainly cheerful.
You said it, dear. I didn't. Nobody gets younger, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's just that when you don't feel well, you start worrying. You sort of review your life and all the things you were going to do and haven't done. Now, maybe you won't do them.
What is it you've always wanted to do that you haven't done?
I don't know. Something useful to help the world, I suppose. Scientist, maybe.
Oh, Tommy.
Explorer.
Oh,
that's what I wanted to be when I was a kid.
An explorer, really?
Yeah. Like Scott, Perry, Shackleton, Admiral Byrd. Hey, think of Byrd spending 6 months alone at the South Pole.
Why, you would have hated it. You hate cold weather.
All right, so I'd have gone someplace hot. Africa.
Africa. Look at the fuss you raised when someplace doesn't have air conditioning.
All right. I would like to have been an astronaut.
You know, dear, here you are in the middle of civilization where you can get to a dentist and be relieved of your pain. Yet what would you do with a toothache up on the moon? Alone and the nearest dentist 200,000 miles away.
I'd pull it out myself with a pair of pliers.
All right. You want to pretend you're on the moon and I'll go dig up a pair of pliers?
Look, it seems to me a husband has a right to expect more sympathy from his
wife. I'm very sympathetic, dear, but to sit here and listen you talk about yanking out your own tooth with a pair of pliers when a shot of Novocaine takes 5 seconds
Dr. Smith. See if he can take me right now.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
You always do this. Dr. Smith says his men patients are absolutely the worst. They cancel appointments. Then they call him in the middle of the night.
Okay. Call him first thing in the morning.
And you promise you'll go.
Yes, you'll go.
And you've done this before, you know. And in the morning you say the toothache is gone and you feel fine.
No. I'll go. This time
I'm going with you. I've had 1 year of this, and I know you. You'll get there and you'll turn right around. You have done it before.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Go with me, will you?
Sure. You went with me when I had that impacted wisdom tooth.
Oh, that's different. Men are supposed to be brave. But my gosh, when it comes to a dentist, I'm a coward. I'll admit it.
Why, you're always fine when you do go. Dr. Smith says you joke with a girl, you talk all the time, and you're lively as a cricket.
I talk all the time to keep him from working on my teeth.
Oh, honey. Now, don't worry.
What does that mean? Don't worry.
I don't know. I just said it. Now, come on. We'll play Scrabble until morning. Take your mind off your toothache. But now, remember, you have promised you will go to the dentist now.
I will.
Well, so I finally got you in my dental chair, huh?
You nearly didn't get him, Dr. Smith. He claimed he was fine this morning.
Oh, I am. Actually, it doesn't hurt at all now, Dr. Smith.
Sit right there. To tell you the truth, I got a little surprise for you.
Oh? Well, to tell you the truth, when I get in a dentist's chair, I don't need any special surprises.
My assistant, Miss Riley here, became engaged to my son last night.
Really? Oh how wonderful, Miss Riley. Lots of happiness, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Your son engaged? I can't believe it. Last time I saw you, Sonny was riding his tricycle.
Time flies. Judy, where's Sonny? Oh,
he's looking at some x-rays, Dr. Smith.
Excuse me, I'll go get him.
I guess we're all pretty excited today.
Well, I should think so, Miss Riley. Getting engaged.
Well, not only our engagement, but it's Sonny's first day.
Huh?
You're going to be Sonny's very first patient.
What?
Didn't Dr. Smith tell you?
He's going off for a month's vacation, and Sonny's taking over his practice.
Now, wait a minute. His first patient?
Now, dear, sit back in the chair. Yes. Sonny finished dental school in June, and he's going into practice with his father. And you'll be his very first patient.
Sonny is going to be working on my teeth?
But what my husband means is he just can't believe it, you know. We knew Sonny.
Yeah, that's for sure. And furthermore...
Sit down, dear. Hmm? He just can't believe Sonny is... I mean, you know, the last time we saw Sonny was chewing bubble gum, remember, dear? Making those great big bubbles. And now he's a... Dentist,
and he's a wonderful dentist, too. Well, he's a little nervous today because it's his first day, you know.
Oh, sure.
He's nervous.
Yeah, he's been a little sick to his stomach this morning, but, don't worry. He's a brilliant dentist.
Oh, I'm
Excuse
sure.
me. Sonny, your first patient is here.
Let's go.
You sit still. You're just having a filling replaced. Now, don't embarrass me or yourself. How much could go wrong, anyway?
I don't want to find out. Look, I'm not having a kid work on my teeth.
They have to start sometime. They have to practice.
He's not going
to
practice on my bicuspid.
Now, don't you insult Dr. Smith. He's been very patient with you. And Miss Riley would feel terrible. She's so in love with Sonny, isn't
she? Well, I'm not in love with Sonny. Let him work on her teeth. I'm getting out of here.
Ah, here we are. You remember my son.
Oh, yes. Hello, Sonny. Congratulations on everything.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
you're my first patient.
Yes,
I'll bet
yes.
you don't remember picking me up one time when I fell off my tricycle.
Vividly. And it seems like yesterday.
There's no time to reminisce, Sonny. Mother and I are catching a 9:20 plane, and I want to show exactly which tooth it is. Just open, please.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is the molar.
Dr. Smith, there's no big rush. I don't wait for
you. Open wider, please. Thank you. Don't bite my finger there. Now, Sonny, the occlusal surface on this molar, well, actually, the old filling will have to come out, and we'll just hope we can save the tooth. He's been putting this off so long.
Yes, we're going to miss the plane.
Right. Have to run. Now, don't worry. You're in good hands here with Sonny. Good luck, boy.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, my boy. Good luck, baby, on your very first day as a dentist. Oh, I can't believe it.
Oh, Mother, please. Mother. Mom, don't cry. Father.
Don't make the boy nervous.
Well, it just seems like yesterday my baby got his first tooth, and here he is. Oh, good luck.
Mother.
Mother wishes you all the luck in the world.
Harriet, now come on. Goodbye, son. Good luck.
Don't worry, baby. Sonny, you'll do fine. Good luck.
Goodbye. Have a nice vacation, and don't worry. I'll be fine. Now, where's my patient?
Oh, no. Miss Riley, did you see my husband?
Yes. He just ran out. I'll try to catch him.
No, don't bother. You won't catch him. Well, I'm sorry, Sonny.
Five people canceled today when they heard I was taking over.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, Dr. Smith, do you have any free time to clean my teeth?
Well, I think I can just possibly squeeze you in.
Fine. I'll be your first patient. I'm sorry about my husband. I just can't get him to the dentist. He has more excuses.
Well, I'm fixing up a mobile unit where I go to the man who doesn't have time. Shall I drive up casually on Saturday?
No, he's going fishing Saturday. Make it Sunday, 12:30, right after church. He won't dare refuse. The minister and his wife are coming for dinner.
I'll be there.
Mobile unit for the man who won't go to the dentist. Well, that's a great idea. I don't know why we worry so about the youth of today. Now, Sonny, Dr. Smith, I mean, take it easy cleaning my teeth, please. I mean, I really just hate it.
Okay.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This is the Serial Network.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Didn't come here to talk about my domestic difficulties, did you, Angela?
I came to talk about my sister.
Oh? Emily's all right, isn't she?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I think she could be in trouble, Doctor. Very real trouble.
Are we talking about something medical?
Yes.
Physical or mental?
I don't know. Dr. Foster, you're the finest diagnostician I've ever worked with. And you've known Emily for how long?
Oh, 10 years.
I don't even see why. I wouldn't think of turning to anyone else.
Look, I'm very flattered, Angela, but I can hardly come up with even a snap diagnosis unless I know what the symptoms are.
Maybe I better tell you what happened less than an hour ago.
Please do.
We were having lunch together, and I reminded her that Jennifer and I were going to spend part of the long weekend together. I said something about being available, even if I had to...
What are you driving at, Angela?
Emily, I think you've been trying to do too much, and it's having its effect on the children.
That's quite an accusation.
Oh, darling, all I'm accusing you of is trying to be a wife and a mother and a student. Something's got to be shortchanged, and I think it's the mother part that's suffering.
I'm not ending this conversation, Angela. We can continue it in the car, but without the benefit of music.
Music?
For the last 10 minutes, they've been playing nothing but rock, mostly featuring snare drums and cymbals. Well, good heavens, don't tell me you're able to ignore it.
Emily, I haven't been ignoring it. There isn't any music.
You don't hear anything? Even now?
No. Oh, a clumsy bus boy. It'd be pretty hard to confuse that with snare drums.
Well, I do, and it's driving me right up the wall. I want to get out of here.
Are you sure you want to continue this conversation in the car? I can walk to the hospital in 5 minutes.
It could have been coming through this pillar. I'm next to it, and you're not.
Where would it be coming from?
Well, who knows? Maybe there's a music studio in the building. Maybe I'm about to get a headache or a cold or my period or something. Well, whichever it is, I think the best thing for me to do is just drive myself straight home and lie down. Don't you agree, Nurse Fairchild?
I agree that you need some rest.
That's what started the argument. Oh, for heaven's sake, Angela, what argument? I was jealous because Jennifer likes you better than she does me. I haven't piled up 60 credits in psychology for nothing. Any mother who expects her children to like her before they're 30 is a fool. Why don't we call the whole thing a tempest in a teapot or an espresso pot?
A tempest in a teapot. And I walked to the hospital. The first thing I thought of was to call you.
Why?
I just told you why.
Angela, look, I know there hasn't been a better diagnostician since Dr. Gillespie used to roar Kildare. But even a fictional character had more specific symptoms to work with than you've given me.
Well, I think hearing non-existent snare drums is pretty specific.
Look, tinnitus is a symptom of at least 50 conditions I could name offhand.
All right. Combine the tinnitus with what I've actually seen. Emily is profoundly irritable, and I mean it in the medical sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she changes moods like lightning, with absolutely no apparent reason. Now, doesn't that narrow the possibilities a little?
Yes.
To what? Oh, it isn't as if I were a layman, Doctor. You can talk off the top of your head with me.
Okay, I will. Look, is there any chance that Emily has been taking more than the prescribed dosage of an antibiotic?
Oh, she knows better than that.
Mm-hmm. Nicotine? Alcohol?
Doctor, we're not filling out a form. You know the answers to those questions.
All right. Now, let's rule out anything that could be being ingested. That narrows the field down to half a dozen textbooks full of diseases. Don't you see that you're asking me to, well, to frighten you on some very flimsy evidence?
I've been frightened by what I've seen over the last few weeks. You are not going to make it any worse.
Well, Angela, it could be hypertension, arteriosclerosis, any kind of endocrine disturbance, including everything female flesh is heir to, from pregnancy to, I don't know, to change of life. I mean, I could talk about the possibilities for an hour. Hmm. The point is, Emily should see a doctor.
And if she doesn't want to?
Then you'll have to convince her. It's absolutely necessary.
Then you do think it's serious?
Well, it could be. There are a lot of possibilities, and some of them could be frightening.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Ethel, is my mother still? Oh, never mind. I see her. Hi, Mom. Are you dry yet?
Not quite.
Oh, I got your note.
Everything under control, honey?
Well, if you mean Jennifer, sure. I took her over to Peggy's complaining all the way.
You were Jennifer.
She wanted to know why she always has to go home when they're just getting started. Whatever that means.
Well, did you get to the dry cleaners?
Mm-hmm. And I got 10 pounds of kibbles for Muffin and stowed it in the car.
Mm, good.
Is there anything I forgot?
Nope, not a thing. Honey, why don't you wait for me in Schultz's and I'll buy you a soda as soon as Eugene combs me out.
Don't I get a choice? Sodas went out with the tango.
Well, order whatever you want. I'll have a chocolate soda. Hon, consider it a peace offering for this morning.
Mother, you don't have...
I've never claimed to be good company before I've had my first cup of coffee. Friends?
Sure. How long before you're going to be combed out?
Just a few minutes.
I guess I'll go over to Schultz's. I want to check something out.
Oh, new boy in town,
Oh, Mother. Why do you always have to assume? Well, pretty new. Betsy says his family just moved to town in June. He's groovy.
Well, good hunting, dear. I'm not going to cramp your style, am I?
You look okay when you're combed out.
Oh, thank you, dear. You've completely restored my self-confidence. I'll see you soon.
Hi, Mort.
One rum raisin and a butterscotch swirl for Her Highness. Hi, what can I do for you?
You must be Eric.
Ah, the word's gotten around already, huh?
No, I read the button. My name is Eric. May I help you?
Oh, I figured everybody was talking about the new cat in town with a real exotic background.
My name's Susie Carter, and I have a shameful secret, too.
Clue me.
I love anything that's covered with blob.
The one day I forget to smear the greasy kid stuff on my hair. Name your poison, Miss Carter.
Surprise me. Just so it's gooey. Oh, and chocolate soda for my mother, please.
No imagination.
Yeah, well, mothers are like that.
Well, what do you think, dear?
It looks great. I already ordered your soda.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what I'm doing having a soda after a very rich lunch, but I'm hot and I'm thirsty.
Oh, where did you eat?
Pierre's near the hospital.
How come she took off time for lunch in the middle of the week?
Well, I guess she just wanted to have a little sisterly chat. Ah, here's our soda.
Here you are, ladies.
Thank you. Eric, this is my mother. Eric just moved here.
Well, I hope you like it here, Eric.
I'm getting to like it better and better, Mrs. Carter. Hope you like the specials.
Susie, what on earth is that?
I think it's something Eric put together to impress me.
Well, it certainly impresses me, but I'm not certain how favorably.
Oh, I saw Betsy in the parking lot. She's coming over to spend the night tomorrow. Don't forget.
Oh, honey, not tomorrow. Your father and I are going out.
So?
So I don't want the two of you in the house alone when we're not there.
Why not? Don't you trust me?
More to the point, I don't trust Betsy.
For heaven's sakes, why?
Why? Have you forgotten the little scene we had the last time she came over for the night?
There wouldn't have been one if you hadn't made it.
Don't use that tone of voice to me, Susie. You know perfectly well you weren't to have any boys over.
We didn't invite them. They just showed up.
What was I supposed to do, slam the door in their face?
Yes.
Huh, that would have been great. Even her own mother doesn't trust her.
Not when you're with Betsy Foster. I don't want her there when I'm not at home.
You want me to call her and tell her not to come?
That's exactly what I want.
Such is it! Oh, maybe you don't mind looking like a fool in front of your friends, but I'm not going to let you humiliate me in front of mine.
Susie, I didn't... Oh, Susie, I didn't mean it.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
To Have and to Hold features Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marshall, Patricia Wheel as Angela, and Larry Haynes as Jason. Also appearing were Ian Martin, Sherita Bauer, and Ariane Munker. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Richard and Suzanne Holland, and brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This is Ken Roberts. This is the Serial Network, a division of DCA Productions.